Welcome to Health Chat with Kat, where the focus is on overall health, nutrition education, and the prevention of chronic disease. Health Chat is brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network in the Virtual Tone Studios in Houston, Texas. Now here's your host, Kathleen Curry.
Welcome to Health Chat. It's a beautiful day here in Houston so far. We're expecting a lot of bad weather coming our way, but right now it's a lovely day here in the city of Houston, Texas. And we've got a wonderful show today. We've got two guests that we're going to be talking to later on in the show. I do want to give everyone some idea of what we do at Total Healthcare Management, which is the chiropractic facility that I own and run. And so we do chiropractic care, which of course is going to have a lot to do with your bone and joints and back injuries and things like that. So we do a lot of rehab for our patients who come into our clinic, and we specialize in workers' compensation cases. So we do have a full range of protocols that we handle for our workers' comp patients, including chronic pain management, behavioral chronic pain management. So we do a lot to try and help people to understand what it is that they're going to be working on in terms of their of long-term pain. So when we are working with our patients, we want to make sure that they understand that they can't stay on pain medications forever. They're going to have to learn to live with the injury that they sustained, possibly that is, you know, it, which is possibly creating pain for them on a long-term basis. So we work a lot with patients who have these chronic pain incidents, accidents that have happened, and the outcome of that is that they're going to be having pain triggering from some injury site, possibly for a very long time. And we want to try and help them to understand that there's ways that they can manage pain in a much healthier way than pain medication. The other part of our practice is working with chronic illnesses. And we work with doctors who practice functional and integrative medicine. And so in the scope of that, we have a nutritionist, a licensed professional counselor, and so we try and help people with chronic illnesses and also obesity. Well, chronic illnesses, the scope of that encompasses obesity, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, diabetes, heart disease, and these are the chronic illnesses that we really want to try and help people tackle, because there are things that you can do. These are manageable without having to take medications if you know what to do. And if you are on medications, there's a way for you to at least roll back some of the medications so that you're not taking as many. And, of course, I don't want everyone to think that, you know, medications are bad. They could be wonderful, especially for someone who's really ill and they really need to stabilize their health. That's what those medications are for. They're not for people to take on a long-term basis necessarily, because there's ways that you can manage these chronic illnesses without taking long-term medications, but by changing your lifestyle. And there's so much information out here about what to do to change your lifestyle, it gets very confusing when your doctor tells you just, well, you need to eat healthier. You know, people don't really understand what does that mean. And there's a lot of interpretations about what a healthy diet should be. And, of course, our government gives us a model of what a healthy diet is. They used to have a pyramid, and now they've moved in more into the realm of what they have as a guide using a plate. And on your plate is telling you the amount of vegetables, the amount of protein, how much fiber you should be getting. And so it is a little better than the pyramid that they used to have, because we now know from all of the interviews and all of the doctors and health professionals that I've talked to, that some of the things on that pyramid were not healthy for us. They were put on there probably in the 1940s, I think. I don't remember the decade that they made that pyramid, but it was probably around then. But they were being pressured by the lobbyists for a lot of different products, you know, different products that they wanted to have put on that pyramid. And so it was more political reasons why some of those items were put on there instead of health reasons. And also the science has just caught up. I think a lot of science that we didn't have back then has emerged over the last couple of years or decades or so. And so we know now exactly how certain products interact with our health a lot better. So at Total Healthcare Management, we want to try and help you to understand what is a healthy diet in terms of what are good grains, what are good, you know, what does sugar do to you? Not that there's any good sugar, but what do sugars do to you? There are healthier sugars than others, and there are some sugars that are extremely bad for you, especially some of the sugar substitutes. But also, you know, what type of vegetables we should be eating for the type of illnesses that we have or things that we're trying to prevent. Their food is medicine, so you can use foods for specific targeted illnesses or prevention of illnesses also. And so our doctors work with our patients, and we want to try and look at, after we've healed your injury and you've gone through the accident and we've now gotten your injury into a manageable state, we want to take a look at the rest of your health and see what's going on and see if there are things that we can do to try and help you live a better, healthier life as you age, which is the goal of our program. So at Health Chat, we're trying to give you tools that will help you to lead a healthier life. Not a longer life, because longevity of life doesn't necessarily bring a healthier life. And so we are living longer, but our health is not sustaining itself to make us have a long, healthy life. So that's the reason for our show. And so we're hoping that you take some of the information that you get from our guests that we have on each week and from the information from our workshops that we host every 2 months, and you take that back to your family and your community, and you get a chance to understand some of the guidelines that are, you know, pretty clear as to what we should do to better our health. So if anyone would like to get in touch with us at Total Healthcare, our number is 713-522-6911. And our website is totalhealthcaremanagement.com, and management is abbreviated MGMT. So it's totalhealthcaremgmt.com. So that's how you can reach us, and you can find out about our upcoming workshops that we have and any other information about Total Healthcare Management. So I just want to mention now a little bit about what's going on in the news as I'm watching the CNN this morning and some of the news channels. They're right on the table. They're talking about the Affordable Care Act, and they're trying to wrap it into the a House bill that will continue to fund the government, but they want to defund Obamacare. And I know there's been some discussions and panels about whether the Obamacare or the Affordable Care Act is good for America or not, but we'll see how this plays out in Congress, the Senate, the President. They're all looking at how we're going to be managing health care in the future. And so we'll see what happens with that bill and see what happens with our health care as these legislators try and make these decisions. So this will be pretty interesting how this all plays out. But as of October, we are supposed to have access to the health care networks that are being set up, these exchanges that are being set up. And so we're going to be in the next couple of weeks doing a panel discussion on the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, and we'll be discussing this in a couple of weeks. So please tune in so you can hear the discussion on this from the healthcare professionals that we are going to get together. Moving on to our guest now. Our first guest is Carolyn Dean. She is a MD and an ND. So I guess she is crossing over the healthcare aspects of how we're handling going to see doctors now. Carolyn, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Kat. Good to be here. Great overview that you just spoke about. I mean, I could go from there and talk about my topic and everything you said. I could tell you about how magnesium can help all the things you talked about, except, of course, changing the healthcare system, which is really a disease care system.
Exactly. It really is. We focus on our health once we've gotten some type of illness. And so that's how we handle taking care of ourselves. And our system is set up for that. It's not set up for prevention and education. It's set up for you go see a doctor and they give you some type of medication or they do surgery. And those are the ways that we handle health care right now. So I was looking at your website, magnesium deficiency. You know, a couple of years ago, everything was about vitamin D deficiency, but now your website is opening up more information about how magnesium actually interacts with our health a lot more than we would ever know.
Absolutely, and I think the two actually preventative things that allopathic medicine has been doing over the years, they've backfired, and that's telling every woman over 40 to take large amounts of calcium, and now telling people to take way high doses of vitamin D. And what happens in the association with magnesium with those two supplements is that if you don't have enough magnesium in the body and have too much calcium, that calcium actually goes into the muscles and the nerves and causes a lot of pain, causes calcification. We know now from four major scientific studies that women who take calcium supplements actually develop heart disease at a much higher rate. So we also have the calcification in gallstones, kidney stones, heel spurs, and even breast tissue calcification just from taking calcium supplements. So we've caused a lot of disability. With the vitamin D, you cannot process vitamin D into its active form without magnesium. So I hear cases all the time, people email me that they're put on high-dose vitamin D by their doctor and all of a sudden started to get migraines and even seizures and cramping and feel horrible because the high doses of vitamin D pull away all their magnesium from doing its 600 to 700 different enzyme functions in the body. So whenever we take something out of proportion, it causes all kinds of consequences that doctors don't even understand.
Well, before we get into the substance of what you're talking about, give us a little bit of background on you. How did you become a doctor, and where are you practicing? And just tell us a little bit about yourself.
Sure. Yes, I have been studying nutrition and exercise and lifestyle for a couple of years before I decided to go into medicine. I was in honors biology, and I realized that, you know, the younger kids around me were in pre-med. So I said, my gosh, I could do that. And so, and at the time, actually, in the mid-70s, there were no naturopathic schools for me to do natural medicine. This is up in Canada. So I went into medicine and, you know, learned that they really did not pay any attention to nutrition. Just like we keep hearing, there are hardly any hours about diet or lifestyle. So the first thing I did when I graduated medicine was do naturopathic postgrad, and when I started my medical practice, I practiced like a naturopath up to the point that people would need a drug or surgery. And even with surgery, I'd schedule my patient's surgery on my days off and go in on surgery with them. So it was all about, you know, preventive medicine right from the start. And in allopathic medicine now, their preventive medicine is doing mammograms, which we now know can cause cancer because of the radiation. So it's a type of medicine, Kat, that I thought by now, you know, 30-plus years later, everybody would be doing it, but it's been quite the opposite. There's right. no attention to diet. It's all about the drugs, and
right.
it's all about chronically taking drugs, which just adds to the chronic illnesses that everybody's suffering. Like you said, the obesity, cholesterol, high blood pressure, diabetes, all of those are actually magnesium deficiency symptoms.
Yeah, I'm going to talk about some of the triggers, the deficiency triggers that contribute to these conditions when we come back. We're going to take a break, so please stay with us for just a moment.
Are you concerned about your job? Concerned about losing it? Concerned about being repositioned in the workplace? If the answer to any of these questions is yes, or even if you just want to be a part of the workplace improvement revolution, then join the conversation with Charlie and his guests every Monday at 7 p.m. Central on Corporate Talk with Charlie Labosco, right here on the Tough Talk Radio Network.
Are you an entrepreneur? Are you where you want to be? Do you believe that if you build it, they will come? Unfortunately, entrepreneurship doesn't work that way, and that's why you need to read Famous Isn't Enough. In this book, you'll find real-life situations and lessons learned. When all is said and done, there's nothing better than being your own boss. Remember, nothing just happens. You have to put in the work. Famous Isn't Enough is your roadmap. Get your copy today at www.famousisn'tenough.com.
Dr. Higgy and Kat of Health Chat have combined their expertise to help you manage your overall health by offering functional medicine and weight loss remedies that address all of your health care concerns. They conduct health seminars and weight management classes that are open to the general public. Their informative classes bring support, awareness, and solutions to chronic health issues to help you truly achieve optimal health and wellness. To find out more, go to TotalHealthCareManagement.com. That's TotalHealthCareMGMT.com.
So, Carolyn, what part of the country do you live in, and do you have a medical practice, or do you are you a counselor, or how do you conduct your business life?
Yes, I'm no longer in a clinic. I've written about 30 books. I do telephone consulting and internet Skype consulting. So I did my time in a clinic, Kat, and
uh-huh.
I find I can reach more people with doing, as I said, writing and media and doing telephone consultations.
Oh, okay. What part of the country do you live in?
I'm in Maui.
Oh my God, that's exactly where all of us would like to live.
I know it is. I know. I make everyone so jealous.
I'm saying I have been to Hawaii. I know how beautiful it is, so I'm very envious. But I'm happy for you. But let me go
Thank
through
you.
Some of the deficiency triggers that you have on here that you know are caused because of magnesium deficiencies: anxiety and panic attacks, asthma, blood clots, bowel diseases, depression, diabetes, fatigue, heart disease, hypertension. And there's about 22 other ones. I mean, yeah, 20 other ones. Migraine headache, kidney stone. This is incredible. Tooth decay, toxicity, osteoporosis. So there is a lot going on here with magnesium in our body. So when you take a multivitamin, obviously that's not enough of magnesium,
no.
right?
No, not at all. What happened, Kat, is over the years the farmland just lost its magnesium, and the farmers don't replace minerals into the soil. So 100 years ago, we could get 500 milligrams of magnesium in our diet. Now we're lucky to get 200. And this is bad news because magnesium is absolutely necessary for, like I said, 600 to 700 different enzyme functions in the body that include making our energy, making the cells, the muscle cells work, making the nerves work. So when you take muscle cells like the heart, and if they don't have the proper amount of magnesium, and as I mentioned earlier, a relatively higher amount of calcium, then the heart muscles can go into spasm and cause a heart attack. So you've got serious consequences when you don't have enough magnesium. You have no energy, your muscles are tight, you're tense, you can't sleep, you get migraines, all these symptoms. And as I mentioned, when doctors don't learn anything about these nutrients in medical school, someone comes to them with that laundry list of symptoms, they're just going to say, hey, you're a hypochondriac. Take an antidepressant or an anti-anxiety medications, and then lo and behold, most of those drugs will drain out more magnesium.
Oh,
and
goodness.
Yeah, I mean, it's this vicious cycle of pain. In your pain clinic, I'm sure you have people who have Cipro poisoning. Cipro is an antibiotic that causes tendon rupture. Well, the reason why it causes tendon rupture is Cipro is a fluoride drug. They started putting fluoride into the molecules of a lot of medications to make them more active, to make them stronger. But what happens instead is it kills your magnesium, and then your muscles are tense, they're tight, and they will rip out tendons if you have that much muscle spasm. And you never hear that. You just hear, oh, yeah, tendon rupture, and nobody even thinks twice about it. Well, I'm the person that hears from people who have these Cipro side effects. If I can get them soon enough and get them on bioavailable magnesium, not the stuff that causes a laxative effect, then these people can turn around their health.
So bioavailable magnesium, and what doses do you think is a good recommendation for people to have on a daily basis?
Well, everybody's different. You know, I'm not a big person, and I found out actually when I was writing my Magnesium Miracle book that I had severe magnesium deficiency with heart palpitations and leg cramps and Charlie horses at night. And I need a lot of magnesium, but I also have a sensitive gut, so I would get the laxative effect from most magnesium. So, but you know, the 60% of the population has constipation, so they may like that. You know, there's various types. There's magnesium citrate powders you put in water. You can take that. I use a picometer-sized magnesium that's tiny molecules of the magnesium to get directly into the cell, so they never even get near the gut. But the way to tell how much to take and, you know, how much you're getting actually is to follow it with blood testing. There is an affordable magnesium RBC test. RBC stands for red blood cell. And you can get a test online. It's the one that I refer people to. It's called requestatest.com. So you go to requestatest.com, you dial in your zip code, they send you to a local lab, they have thousands, and it's only $49 to find out how much magnesium is getting into your cells, because, you know, what we find is most people are very deficient. And even when you get that blood test, what you have to do is go for the high level of normal. Because blood tests, when they talk about the so-called normal range, well, they're the normal range of the sick population. So you get a range in the magnesium RBC of 4.2 to 6.8. Well, you want to be at least 6.
Okay.
So, you know, someone will say, oh, you're 4.2, you're in the normal range, you're fine. And there you are spasming away and, you know, having angina and migraines and your blood sugar goes up. See, here's what happens. You mentioned about, you know, chronic medication. Well, that makes you ill, because what will happen is you'll be stressed out, and the stress burns your magnesium. You go to your doctor and they find you have high blood pressure. They don't ask you about your stress. They just put you on a diuretic. And what that does is drain more magnesium. You come back a month later and your blood pressure is even higher. And they say, oh, we just caught your blood pressure. Here's two more drugs. One of them is a calcium channel blocker. And they got it right. Yeah, you need to block the calcium, but you don't do it with a drug that kills your magnesium. so you go away with, now you're on three drugs for your high blood pressure. You have to come back in 2-3 months to get your blood tested to make sure your liver is coping with all these drugs. And
right.
lo and behold, your cholesterol is up and your blood sugar is up. Those two aspects of your health are guarded by magnesium. And as your magnesium goes down, then you will develop cholesterol and diabetes. So what do? They put you on a statin drug that wastes more magnesium, and they put you on blood sugar drugs. So all of a sudden you're on six drugs because of magnesium deficiency. I mean, how crazy is that scenario?
That is crazy, which is why I don't understand why the medical community, especially the medical schools, I mean, I understand that there's a big political push in medical schools because of the pharmaceutical companies helping to fund some of these schools. But you would think that the staff of these medical schools would understand that the key to health is understanding more information about what our bodies are intaking instead of what happens after, you know, we've taken in the wrong things or we haven't gotten enough of the right things like magnesium, and then our body breaks down. This is just absurd to me that I partner very closely with a gynecologist, Dr. Higgy, and she will testify to the same thing. She talks to new students coming out of medical schools, and there's such limited information about how food is directly affects our health and how to have more prevention in their practice if they're going to be in practice on their own, but how doctors just don't really understand these connections between minerals, enzymes, and nutrition. I mean, they just don't understand this. So it's wonderful that doctors like yourself are trying to be on the cutting edge of the medical community to give us the information that we need to prevent and reverse health issues.
Yes, and it's the education that you're giving on your show, for example, where people now, they can go and read about magnesium and see that it's safe and simple. You can go to our nonprofit website, nutritionalmagnesium.org, and get free information, a free booklet I wrote, because it's up to you, folks. You know, there is nobody
right.
that's going to hold your hand. You go to a doctor and start talking about magnesium, they'll say, oh, you'll get enough in your diet.
Right.
And they, where do you start? There's
because
also,
they don't know. They don't understand. And so
never learned about it in medical school. I mean, they must have slept through biochemistry. I had 200 hours of biochemistry, and I could see it all there because I was already tuned into nutritional medicine. Every biochemical pathway in the body requires a vitamin or a mineral to proceed to the next step. When you get low on those vitamins and minerals, then the pathways break down. I mean, it's simple biochemistry and physiology, but all we were trained to do is prescribe drugs.
Yeah. So your book is called The Magnesium Miracle. So tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you and be able to order your
sure.
book so that they can get this information.
Right. They can just simply go to my website, drcarolyndean.com, CarolynDean.com. And on there, actually, you can join my free newsletter. I talk a lot about magnesium, but I also talk about other things. And under resources, you can see my books and the different things I recommend for good health, because it's all about educating people on taking care of themselves, because you know, the disease care that's being offered to us, and not even offered, forced on us, is really never going to be about nutrition and lifestyle. You cannot wait around for a doctor to be like a Marcus Welby and hold your hand and take care of you anymore. I mean, those days are long gone. So it's
so
up to you to get...
At the top of the program, I was talking about what's going on in Washington with this health care bill. And so do you think that there's any – I haven't, of course, had a chance to read it very thoroughly, but is there any incentive for doctors to do preventive medicine in the new model?
None. Years ago, when I was in the health freedom movement and I lobbied Washington and Ottawa, we were told point blank by senators who would, you know, be honest with us that the pharmaceutical industry owns the government, and they will threaten to go offshore if the government supports anything that's not drug-oriented.
Wow. Listen, we need to take a break, and we'll come back in just a moment, so please stay with us.
Tune in to KKHT 100.7 and listen to Ken Marsh, award-winning author, international keynote speaker, and host of The Word on Fearless Networking, a show about putting Christian networking principles into action. Airing Monday through Friday, 7 to 7:15 p.m. on KKHT 100.7, The Word.
Would you like to be more up-to-date with the real estate market? Do you have some nagging questions you want answered by experts who don't have anything to gain or lose by telling you a straight answer? Tune in to Fast Talk with Vicki Wachtel and get the latest on this fast-paced market. Start your Mondays off well-informed by listening to Vicki's Tell It Like It Is brand of wisdom. Listen live Mondays, 8:30 a.m. on the Tough Talk Radio Network by going to fasttalkwithvickiwachtel.com. Miss the show but want to go back and listen? That's okay. Just visit fasttalkwithvickiwachtel.com to catch up on past episodes. Fast Talk Mondays, 8:30 a.m. Central.
Health Chat with Dr. Higgy and Kat. This program explores the health and wellness industry. They will bring informative and lively discussions with specialists from all aspects of health. From traditional to alternative medicine, they look to discover all options available to manage and maintain better physical, mental, spiritual, financial, and family health. These are all areas that touch each and every one of us, and they play a crucial role in shaping our overall health and determine our quality of life on our quest to achieve optimal health and wellness. Tune in to Health Chat with Dr. Higgy and Kat on Fridays at noon on the Tough Talk Radio Network. You can find out more at toughtalkradionetwork.com.
This segment is being brought to you by A Healthier Me by Lois Dunn. She is the owner. She's a personal chef and caterer. She lectures to groups and individuals on how to prepare foods in a healthier way, foods that you're already eating, but preparing them in a healthier manner. So please contact Lois Dunn at 713-382-2229. That's 713-382-2229. And so we're back with our guest. So, Carolyn, we were talking about, right before the break, we were talking about the health care law and how it's not really going to make a difference in how our doctors are going to be conducting their practices in the future and managing our health, and that the I guess the stronghold that the pharmaceutical lobbyists have on our congressmen and senators are what really is making this not be able to be a bill that will help put prevention into the way that our doctors practice. Is that right?
Yes, exactly. I mean, it would save a tremendous amount of money if we instituted prevention. It would save, you know, the economy money, but then the pharmaceutical industry would lose out. So they just don't want to see that happening. And as far as nutritional medicine goes, I've seen a trend in the past 10 or so years to put down nutritional supplements, to do studies that show that this vitamin or that vitamin is not beneficial. With magnesium, they had some incredible clinical trials showing that if someone got intravenous magnesium at the very onset of a heart attack, like in the ambulance, then the incidence of arrhythmias, heart damage, disability was cut at least in half. And what the drug companies did after that was do a couple of studies comparing their drugs that are used at the onset of a heart attack and comparing them to the magnesium. And what they did is avoided the whole protocol for magnesium, and they waited to give it for 24 to 48 hours before they even started the magnesium trial. And then they said, oh, magnesium doesn't work.
It doesn't work. Right. But
right.
It wasn't a fair trial. This is
no.
Really incredible. I had no idea how much we, you know, in our diets are not getting magnesium and what a central part it is into keeping ourselves healthy. So we're running out of time. Is there any one piece of information that you'd like to leave our listeners before you go?
Well, just look at magnesium, look at nutritionalmagnesium.org, get that booklet, start taking it. If you're afraid to take another pill, then take Epsom salts bath. You know, Kat, Epsom salt is magnesium sulfate. You can put one or two cups in a bath, and it'll calm you down, make you feel better, and start realizing how much magnesium is going to do for you. And if you're on medications and you start taking some picometer ionic magnesium or magnesium citrate, then work with your doctor to wean yourself off the medications that you're on, because I tell you that cholesterol, high blood pressure, and diabetes are all related to magnesium deficiency. And even when it comes to sugar, it takes 28 molecules of magnesium to metabolize one molecule of sugar. So you got to know that that's draining your magnesium as well.
Right. Well, this was wonderful information. You are really a tribute to the medical community for the work that you're doing, because this is how all doctors should be looking at health. It shouldn't be from from a pharmaceutical perspective, but from a health perspective on, you know, for obtaining things in our body, the deficiencies that we have. Because trust me, we're not deficient in the medications. Our deficiencies are elsewhere, and these are the sort of pieces of information that we need to try and get our health in a better state. So I appreciate you being on the show.
Oh, and thank you, and I appreciate what you're doing, Kat. It's only with shows like yours that the information really does get out there.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that, and we're trying our best to try and get this information and this show broadcast to as many people as we can. So thank you so much, and you have a wonderful weekend.
No problem. I live in Maui.
Yeah, that's not hard to do then, is it?
Right. Okay, right. Thanks, Kat.
So
aloha.
Much. All right. Bye-bye. So, wow, it, you know, one of the things that we do at our clinic, at Total Health Care Management, is we have a way of doing a DNA test, and it's just a cotton swab in your mouth, but it actually helps you to understand some of the deficiencies that your body has. And so for anyone that is interested in looking at our DNA, it's a gene SNP test, please contact us at 713-522-6911. Or you can go on our website at Total Health Care Management, and that's management is abbreviated, MGMT.com. So our next guest is Jane Falk. Are you with us, Jane? Hello, Jane?
Okay, here I am.
Oh, hi, Jane. How are you today?
I'm great, Kat. Thank you.
Now tell me how to say your last name.
It is Falk. Falk. The,
oh,
the
okay.
E is silent, yes.
Okay, so I got it right. All right, so thank you for joining our program today. And I have your website pulled up, and so you're very entrenched in the healthcare field, in the nutritional side of healthcare, right?
Yes, I am. I've been into nutrition now for the last 20 some years, so. Yep.
I love your saying that, you know, you can change your health aspect and get into a better state of health no matter what age you are. So I love that.
Well, the reason why I said that is because, you know, I'm 72 years old and I don't take any medications. I'm in great health, and you know, I do yoga, I meditate, I eat a great balanced diet, and, you know, I follow what I preach.
Well, that's wonderful. And congratulations to you. I'm wanting to follow your path. I'm a few years younger than you, but that's part of my journey is that I started. If you look at my the front page of this website, you'll see that I used to be in the insurance industry. I was taking profiles for people to be underwritten for health insurance and life insurance, and was realizing that after age 40, the people who I was coming in contact with start thinking that having diabetes and having high blood pressure and high cholesterol was a normal course of life, and that there was nothing they could do about it.
Exactly.
So I was like, you know, this is not the path I want to go down, is going to into taking a lot of medications. And so that was part of what prompted me to actually go into the healthcare field and actually, you know, get a clinic and start trying to pursue what do we do to stop having to be sick in our later years as we age, and what is it that's, you know, the information, what information is out here to help us, and it's people like you that I have now come in contact with that show us that time and time again, no matter what illness you may have currently, it can be reversed, it can be changed, but you have to have the right information, and it starts with nutrition.
That's true. That's true. You know, science over the last maybe 20, 25 years has discovered that the way to curb disease and stave it off is to eat foods that provide phytonutrients, phytochemicals, and those are plant-based foods. And, you know, we've heard for years now that, you know, eat more fruits and vegetables. People go, well, you know, I don't like my vegetables or whatever, but those are the
right
things that are going to keep you from having diseases. The phytonutrients and the phytochemicals, they're the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
They're provided from every different color of a vegetable. For instance, the orange and the reds and the greens and blues and all the different colors provide these chemicals that are what provide the nutrients that we need to stay healthy. So that's what I promote. I promote more of a plant-based diet, although there are people, you know, that some of my clients that eat a little bit of animal protein because that's what they feel they need. I don't discount that, but I try to encourage people to eat more and more of their fruits and vegetables just because of what I've learned over the last several years.
Yeah. I don't know if you heard the beginning of the program, but I was talking about how the food pyramid from, I think it was started in the 30s or 40s,
mm-hmm.
you know, showed that we needed more dairy and, you know, animal protein. And there was a hierarchy of different foods, but the government has even changed their model of eating. And so it's more, it looks like a plate now instead of a pyramid. And it indicates that, you know, we need 70% more vegetables on our plate than starch and protein. So
exactly.
Even our government has changed their model, but it's taken a long time for them to understand that.
Yes, it has been a really slow process. And, you know, the point that you were making earlier with your other guest was, you know, it's a political thing. You know, you have the dairy industry and the, you know, all the different food industries that are
right.
promoting their works. So now we're starting to see that slowly but surely that they're starting to understand that diet is very important to your health. You know, right now we are consuming all these processed foods, and that is what's actually killing us. We have, you know, we do it because of the conveniences. You know, they're in a package,
right.
and, you know, we
mm-hmm.
just throw a little water here and put it in the microwave or whatever we do. It's killing us because there aren't the nutrients that we need. There's a lot of refined products in there, carbohydrates, a lot of sugars, salty, bad fats in those products. And those are the things that are nutrient depleted. So what I encourage people to do is to start, you know, making their own foods at home. Yes, they can go out to dinners, you know, but then start eating more salads and start eating more vegetables and more foods that and less meats, because our conventional meats that are grown, regardless of whether it's a cow or a fish or a poultry, you know, they're putting chemicals in their diet. They're putting hormones and antibiotics in their diet to make them grow faster and
right.
bigger. And so those are the things that when we eat those, they become part of our tissues too.
Exactly.
They give them those things so they get bigger and fatter. Well, then we get bigger and fatter.
That's exactly
it's so
right.
true. Yeah, so that's
yeah.
why I try to educate people to, you know, get off of processed foods, eat the purest that they can, look at labels, see what's on the labels if they're going to eat a packaged product, and reduce the bad fats and sugars and salt in those products. And start eating a regular diet like we used to, you know, 40 years ago. We used to sit down at the table and eat normal food from the garden.
Right. Yeah. Well, I want to tell you about my garden when we come back. We need to take a break, and we'll be back in just a moment.
Life's Issues with Lloyd Rosen, a show that delves into the hot topics of life. Lloyd takes life's issues head-on with hard-hitting interviews with professionals such as doctors and teachers, as well as those that have experienced life's alerting issues, whether professional, emotional, or physical. Lloyd wants to help those that are searching for answers to living a successful life. Life's Issues airs every Friday at 1:30 p.m. Central Time, right here on the Tough Talk Radio Network. Find out more at lifesissueswithlloydrosen.com.
Dr. Higgy and Kat of Health Chat have combined their expertise to help you manage your overall health by offering functional medicine and weight loss remedies that address all of your health care concerns. They conduct health seminars and weight management classes that are open to the general public. Their informative classes bring support, awareness, and solutions to chronic health issues to help you truly achieve optimal health and wellness. To find out more, go to TotalHealthCareManagement.com. That's TotalHealthCareMGMT.com.
So, Jane, I was going to tell you about my garden, but before I tell you that, the reason why this is so unusual is because my mom was an instant food person. I don't think until I was 20 that I never ate anything that didn't come out of a can or a box. And then I ended up doing that with my family. I have no idea how my kids are alive today because I can't believe the things that I was feeding them. But the body has an incredible way of healing itself. But since I've gotten a lot more information, I have actually started growing some of my own vegetables in my garden. And I don't like to be in the dirt and play around in dirt, so I have put them in pots. And it's become an easy, manageable way of being able to get some fresh, you know, all kinds of vegetables. But right now we've got some green beans and peppers, some green, red, and yellow peppers, and tomatoes that are growing. So, you know, all year I get to have certain things that are fresh out of my own garden. I know there's no pesticides, fungicides, herbicides. And so I encourage people to try and grow some of their own food because it really is fun, it's beautiful, it makes your yard absolutely fabulous looking, and then you know exactly what it is you're eating, because even if you're going to the grocery store and buying fresh vegetables, you don't know if they've been radiated or if they, you know, just, you know, what kind of soil that the vegetables have been growing in, so they're not organic, and they do possibly have contact with some of these herbicides.
Mm-hmm.
And so anyway, I was looking at your website, and one of the things I wanted to learn more about was hydrating food. doing dehydration of food. I saw that you were talking about that. So after you grow these vegetables, tell us a little bit about the effects and what are the benefits of dehydrating some of your foods.
Oh, well, there's many benefits. Number one is that when you dehydrate fresh food and dehydrate them, you're keeping the natural enzymes in the food. You're not killing them with high heat. So that's one of the biggest benefits. And these are the enzymes that are food enzymes that help digest your food. So that's the biggest one. The other one is that you don't have to refrigerate your foods. I dehydrate lots of things. For instance, I get walnuts at the grocery store. They're organic walnuts. I soak them for 4 or 5 hours, rinse them out. I put them in the dehydrator, and they taste fabulous. They're crispy. You've gotten the anytime you have some nuts like almonds and things like that, they have enzymes inhibitors around them. And so what I do is I soak them out. You'll see this brown water coming out, and those are the enzyme inhibitors. And then I put them in the dehydrator, and it crisps them right back up. And now you have fresh, raw, organic almonds that are healthy for you with the enzymes in them. So that's just one of the things that you can do. I use it also as a warmer. So if you are making certain things that you want to just warm something up and keep the enzymes intact instead of sticking it in the microwave and killing everything, or putting it on top of the stove and warming it up, you can put it in a dehydrator. It takes a little bit longer, but it works. I spent a lot of time doing a raw food diet for a while, just learning in all the processes that I have learned, all the different diets during my education. I tested out a lot of the diets on myself to see what worked and what didn't work and how I felt. Because I didn't want to recommend that somebody do something if it didn't work for me, it probably wouldn't work. I wouldn't know how to even support somebody if it didn't work for me, So I did a raw food diet. I learned all kinds of tricks on how to prepare your foods healthier. And not that I would say that a 100% raw food diet is the best. I would say that it is a great diet to add more and more raw vegetables, fruits and vegetables into your daily diet, however.
Right. And now that I've been on this path, just people who aren't really into raw foods, they don't even realize that you can eat all of these vegetables raw. They had never even considered eating like peppers and zucchini and things like that raw, and I was actually you're getting some of the sugar and the processed foods out of your diet. You actually can taste how wonderful those foods are raw, and if there's something that's a little bitter, like kale for instance, then I'll actually put something a little sweeter with it, that like carrots or something that actually helps to take off the edge. So there's, certain things you can do. On your site, I'm looking at some of your recipes that are wonderful recipes. So you actually show people how to prepare them, what they should use in a juice, for instance, that you have on your site. So I love your website. I absolutely love it.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I keep adding new recipes to it all the time. And I also have a Facebook page called Eat Healthy Recipes that I not only post recipes there, but I also encourage other people to post plant-based diet recipes on there.
What is it again? You said it's on your Facebook page?
Facebook page, that's my second Facebook page. It's a / Eat Healthy Recipes.
Oh, okay.
So, it's there for everybody to enjoy, and I keep, posting more and more recipes as I go along. But I do have a lot more recipes on my website as well.
Where do you live at?
I live in San Diego.
Okay, so you're on the West Coast.
I'm on the West Coast.
You're in a pretty warm climate. So I'm looking on here, and it's saying that you do coaching. So what type of coaching do you do?
I coach people with whatever, problems that they have. I coach them through changing their diets, also through a cleansing program. A cleansing program helps to clean the blood, and, you know, if you have great blood, you have great health. So, I'm also a microscopist, so people in my area can come to me, and I take a sample of their blood, just a pinprick, and they take a few drops of blood, put it on a slide, go through the microscope. I have a software program that comes up on my computer, and so we look at their blood, both of us together, the client and myself, and we talk about the condition of their blood, and there's certain dietary changes that they can make in order to make their blood a lot healthier. So that's one of the coaching things that I do with clients. And looking at your blood, you know, you can kind of see that, you know, you've got bacteria or yeast, and, you know, and that all has to do with the kind of diet that you're eating. And there's parasites you can see, and so these are kind of the things that I do that's a little bit different than most nutritionists, and I help my clients that way. But mine is mostly focuses on changing the diet, and also I do have some supplementation a cleansing program that has supplements, and the cleansing program also includes food. I have the recipes and everything included as a whole program that I provide to my clients. So
I imagine you being able to look at their blood, then you can actually tell if they have any metal toxicity, like you were saying, parasites, because the type of cleanse that you would recommend would be determined by what you're seeing on some of this information that you're getting, right?
Exactly. Yes.
Yeah. So fungus, yeast, mold, parasites, bacteria, these are wonderful pieces of information to have about your health, because a lot of people may have parasites and they don't even realize it. So, the type of cleanses that you would do would be geared toward eliminating those parasites, for instance. And
correct.
I know a lot of people go, oh, parasites, that sounds, you know, horrible. But, I mean, you know, just by eating different foods from different places, you may pick up parasites and may not even realize it.
Yes, and not only that, you know, they're in the water. You know, if you have animals like pets, you know, they carry parasites, and you know, they may get on your hands when you're petting them, and so on and so forth. But I won't say it's natural, but it's normal to have parasites. Some people have much more than others, and that can be identified in a session, a blood analysis session. Yes.
Yeah, and heavy metals, especially all of the discussion that we've had about, having metal fillings in your teeth, those sort of things are ways metal can get into your system. So before we go, because we're running out of time, I want to make sure everybody has a way of contacting you. So tell us your website address again.
Yes, it's janefalk.com, and that's J-A-N-E-F as in Frank, A-L-K-E.com. And you can also contact me on Facebook, The Nutritionist Naturally. I'm available for coaching. I also have a book, Eat Healthy, Be Healthy at Any Age. So that's on Amazon, or you can go to my website and look under the store, under book, and that'll take you to Amazon and give you more information about some of the things that I do.
Yeah, you're one of the people who we love to be in contact with, because you've actually got a boots on the ground type of process of contacting people that you are trying to help and actually getting them to understand how to change their diet and what it is that is going on with their health, you know, specifically. So I love the work that you're doing, Jane, and thank you so much for being on our program today.
Oh, thank you, Kat. I really appreciate it. I love your work, too. So keep up the good work.
Oh, thank you so much. Wow, we've had two wonderful guests today, and both of them have given us just absolutely phenomenal information about how to understand the process of keeping our bodies healthy. So I appreciate both of our guests, Jane and Carolyn, for coming on today. And I'm hoping that the people who are listening to our program are giving this information to their family members, their coworkers. We do this at lunchtime in the Central Standard Time area of the country, so I hope people are listening to us during their lunch hour. So thank you so much for joining us today. Here's to your health, and God bless. Have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you for tuning in to another edition of Health Chat with Kat. A special thanks to all of our sponsors. If you'd like to be a sponsor or a guest, please go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.